Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Let's talk about the 9 unexpected benefits of hydrogen peroxide. Now, most people use hydrogen peroxide to disinfect a wound after they have some type of cut, and they'll put a little Band-Aid on it. But there's some other benefits that actually might surprise you and you might want to use. Now, what is hydrogen peroxide? It's H2O2, and it's made out of water and oxygen. And it's one of the safest natural disinfectants around. And your body makes hydrogen peroxide. Your immune systems make it as a defense mechanism. Your lung makes it. Your thyroid makes it. And even your gut makes it. And it's in certain foods, like it's in instant coffee. It's in green tea. It's in black tea. But today I'm going to show you some interesting ways to use this very, very inexpensive, like home remedy. You want to make sure you get to 3%. You don't want to get like 10% or 20%. Get the 3%. All right, number one, it can help clean your ears. It can help kill the bacteria in your ears, as well as soften and dissolve earwax. So you might want to use this several times a year to clean the wax out of your ears so you can hear better. So what you want to do is you lay on your side with your ear up, and then what you do is you put a couple drops in your ear, okay, with a little dropper, and then you take this little flap, this little piece of skin that's like a cartilage, and you press that in and you pump it like 10 times to kind of get in there and really wash things up. It's like a little wash machine when you press this little button right here. And then after about a minute, sit back up and then you get a Q-tip and clean it out. And you're going to pull a lot of wax out of your ear. All right, that's number one. Number two, you can use it to kill off any type of fungus on your nails, on your hands, or on your toenails, as in athlete's foot. Hydrogen peroxide kills hundreds of different fungi, not to mention bacteria and other microorganisms. Now, with athlete's foot, you might want to add some iodine, and I have a whole protocol that I will put in the description down below. All right, now, what about a sore throat? Works great. What you want to do is you want to gargle about 1 tablespoon and about 3 ounces of water, and this hydrogen peroxide will go in the back of your throat and actually kill bacteria and other microbes that shouldn't be there. All right, number 5, acne. There is definitely a component of acne that is not just hormonal, it's bacteria. So you can take a Q-tip or a cotton ball and just dab a little hydrogen peroxide on acne, and actually it will help shrink the acne or at least handle the bacteria irritation and inflammation with your acne. All right, number 6, it's a wonderful mold and mildew cleaner for your shower. For this, you just want to use straight 3% hydrogen peroxide. You put it in a little spray bottle, spray the mold, and then leave it for 30 minutes and then rinse. All right, number 7, you can use it to remove stains like wine, blood, and grass stains. All right, number 8, you can use it for plant fungus. So if you have a garden and there's some fungus starting to grow, you can put 4 tablespoons in a pint of water and a little spray bottle, spray the leaves twice a week, and you'll find the fungus start going away, because hydrogen peroxide is really, really especially good for mold and fungus. All right, number 9, you can use it as a vegetable wash, which will actually help you preserve the vegetables and also clean some of the pesticides and any type of pathogens that might be existing on your vegetables. So what you want to do is you want to put 1/4 cup in 1 gallon of water and then let your vegetables soak for about 20 minutes. Take them out, rinse them out, dry them, and you're good to go. Now, if you haven't seen my video on baking soda, you have to check that one out. I put it right here. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So, if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.